He just watched you get head?
There was nothing else in the room. He was watching.
TV wasn't
he
on.
He was on a flip phone. Was he playing Snake?
Yeah, right?
Tetris. What was he doing on his flip phone?
Nah, I promise you.
I guarantee you were the most exciting thing going on in that room. Hey, he wasn't looking out the window.
Yeah, what? What the fuck? Julian.
No warrior, no.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the scene.
Big size.
Welcome to a new episode of the New Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Eden.
And we are live from Houston, Texas.
Yes, undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location in Houston, Texas.
In the third ward.
We are on tour. Well, we just finished our Dallas-Houston run. How you feeling, man?
Exhausted.
Yeah.
In a good way, though.
Don't know who I am anymore.
This is what it took.
Haven't been able to feel my feet in 2 days.
I get it.
My back is aching. My hamstrings are tight.
Because you was going crazy, right?
Oh, dear.
It's just, man, just podding life. Just live podding life. They said
I was talking about fucking.
Oh, no, I definitely wasn't. Wasn't doing any of that. But
imagine, like, pulling a hamstring while you're podcasting.
Man, it's tough out here, man. You got to work the stage. You got to fucking, you know, hug babies, shake babies, and kiss hands.
I just happened to me today.
Yeah, so.
Some woman gave me her infant.
Literally.
In a hotel lobby.
She handed you her infant?
Well, she...
Was it the woman from DC?
Here's how irresponsible it was. Someone in the lobby was an actual listener and was like, hey, can I get a pic? I was like, yeah, sure. This woman was sitting in the lobby as well with her infant. And I went to sit down next to Eden. And she comes over and is like, what are you famous for? I was like, well, I'm not famous. I think that guy just had me mistaken for somebody. And then she was like, oh, can I take a photo of you? For Facebook. I was like, yeah. Okay. Mm. And like, she pulls her camera. I'm like, all right, well, this is just weird. You're just going to take a photo of me.
Yeah.
It got weirder. She then takes her infant baby out of the stroller and sits it like didn't even prop its head up.
No.
Like, I felt like I was protecting the child.
Yeah.
Just sat it next to me, took a photo, and then left.
Yep. That's it.
Didn't know who I was. Just gave me her.
Let me guess. She was a white lady.
No. She was Eden's people.
She was my people?
She was Eden's people.
Eden's people. She was of Eden's heritage.
I thought she was like white.
That might have been Eden's sister. Now, was that your niece that I was holding?
You know.
She was trying to get you to take a picture next to her Latin baby so that the baby can have citizenship.
She was like,
this is his dad.
This is his dad.
This is his dad. Take a picture to immigration. Like, no, his dad is a white American.
There you go.
Hey, man. Trump announced it. Sometimes you got to put your baby next to a white guy.
Oh my gosh!
I get it, man. So yeah, we're in Houston. But we were in Dallas first.
Yeah, I guess we can start. Give a recap. It's been interesting two shows.
Dallas was great, man. Dallas was a great time, great audience. The venue, the Southside Music Hall, great sound system. The venue was amazing.
Great staff. Shout out to them, man.
Shout
really
out to
the staff.
Yeah. Can't say enough about that venue.
Really good night. Had a good night with the people in Dallas. Dallas show was the first show that my streak came to an end of breaking up happy couples.
Yeah. But in your defense, I think they were lying. Like, there was a lot of lies happening.
I think it's lies happening now on the road, Rory.
Yeah. I feel like now couples just come on stage just to come on stage and show like, hey, we're not like the rest.
We're happy. We're in love. No, we're like really in love.
Yeah.
Nothing can break us.
I could see it in their eyes. They were drowning.
But the show was amazing. The crowd was great. Our friends B. Simone and Meg came out again because B. Simone had a show in Dallas the same night.
Mm.
And so they left her show and then they ran over to our show so they could hit the stage with us. So
I can confirm she smelled fine.
Smelled great. I believe she's on day 5 consistently of taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great to hear that B. Simone is on a 5 shower streak.
It's like a period cycle.
Yeah.
Is what she has.
She'll probably miss the next 3 days now as a result of going 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm. She earned it.
She earned some days off.
Somewhat of a redemption, I feel. And I looked to Julian. You were in Atlanta, and we had B. Simone and Meg come on stage. And they were giving us a lot of lip service in the green room, and then it turned out to be different on stage. They redeemed themselves in Dallas. Feel like y'all finally gave it up. Kind of like really confessed your love for each other.
I mean, you know, the people just... They don't believe that.
You tried
friends.
To contain it in Atlanta.
Just let it be.
They don't believe that.
Just let B. Simone beat, bro.
Yeah, I might have to at this point. Like, the way
she was talking.
Keep telling me, like, yo, you fucking lying, bro. I'm like, all right, man.
Let her smash.
I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to reserve myself, Rory, and preserve my energy, preserve the nads, man.
Because you're
the nads.
Yeah, preserve the nads.
Child of God. I understand.
Dallas was great. I feel like something else happened at the Dallas show that was dope.
Yeah, Julian, what happened that was dope? I wasn't there.
Thank God.
And somehow.
That's why it went so well.
No wonder why it was one of our better shows.
It's me. I'm the problem.
Just felt great.
And then wouldn't you know it, as soon as I get to the green room in Houston, who was the first person with a fucking camera in my face?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, how are you here?
Well, first,
how did you find us?
Before we get to Houston and Eden's bullshit and how he just ruins every trip we go on, we went to the Mavericks game. As a family,
the Mavericks.
Shout out Luka.
Luka Doncic.
We almost didn't go to the Mavericks.
We almost didn't. And so I purchased the tickets online, and you got in fine. You're fine.
It's
no surprise that the white guy got in.
I'm a Maverick.
Perfectly fine. But then I had a white guy with my group of tickets that I thought was going to get us in. Mm-hmm. Peej was with us. So I thought we were fine.
Peej is like a sus looking white boy.
Yeah. He gives like school shooter vibes.
Yeah.
Like, he got his pants.
Yeah. Soon as we get to the gate, we forgot that Julian said, yo, my pass isn't uploading to my wallet.
Yeah.
I was like, your ticket? He's like, no. I was like, okay, well, I have all of them in my emails. No worries. As I go to open the email, it says, your order has been canceled. Now, mind you, I already purchased the tickets, had them, and was able to transfer them to everybody. So
yeah, my transfer right away.
Yeah, how all of a sudden are the tickets canceled? Whatever. So we had to walk around to the ticket booth and ordered some other tickets. We got refunded for the old ones. So get in the game.
They had to search Peej, though.
Yeah, they had to search Peej.
Peej face is just like a reminder that we should ban assault rifles.
Yeah. Peej face should absolutely be like a law. Like Peej face, the Peej face law.
What's the opposite of the NRA? Like, who's the people that fight against them?
The NBA.
No. Gilbert brought a gun into the locker room.
Yeah, he did.
It's fine.
He did.
Like, they should make Peej the logo of, like, anti-AR-15.
Yeah, if you see somebody with a face like this, just know that he may or may not.
Yes, this guy spends way too much time.
Peej definitely has an act. He has an act.
Yeah. His whole face looks like a manifesto.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, with Luka.
Great transition, Maul.
Yeah.
Bro, Luka Doncic is easily the most unbothered NBA superstar we have ever seen. I know Larry Bird was like one of the unbothered players that just didn't show a lot of emotion. Cool.
Kawhi.
Cool Hand Luke. That's what we got to call Luka now.
Cool Hand Luke.
Underrated movie.
Great movie. I was sitting next to Julian and I looked up when they subbed Luka out of the game because they read off his stats. It said 33, 12, and 11. And I was like, what?
Imagine, this is the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, they subbed him out with 10 minutes in the fourth.
I said, because
they were up by 40 points.
I was like, he has a 33-point triple-double, and it looked like he was out there just coasting.
Quietest triple-double of all time.
It's like weird watching him. Of course, I've watched him on TV. It just hits different in person because it looks even slower and more out of shape. Like, bro, how did that work?
I saw him play at the Garden last season, but that doesn't count because everybody has a career night in the Garden, so. That doesn't count. Seeing him at the American Airlines Arena.
Everyone gets over on the Knicks.
Everyone,
The Knicks, everybody can't wait. They know they're going to have a career night. But seeing him at the American Airlines Arena, hometown, seeing how the crowd reacts to him. Luka Doncic is an extremely special talent. The way he plays the game, he makes it look so simple, so easy. But it was dope to catch him in his home gym.
Julian, you
like, they really, really like Dirk Nowitzki era. Is obviously over. They now have their next superstar for the next 14 years.
Is there a conspiracy with the Mavericks and the Whites as far as superstars go? Why do they always have the white superstar of the era?
Because they
even down to Steve.
Yeah, because they look at it like the Houston Rockets are the black guys. Okay. So the Houston Rockets keep like a whole bunch of young black superstars. So Dallas and Mark Cuban was like, you know what? We're going to find the Europeans.
They're like the Duke of the NBA.
Exactly.
Very much
That's exactly what they are. Luka Doncic is Bobby Hurley with a 6-inch height advantage and a gun.
And they use like code words for racism, like the way the music industry says urban. Yeah. Like, Mark Cuban and be like, we're just trying to find someone that's coachable.
Yeah,
coachable. It's like, what are you trying to say, bro?
We're trying to expand the global game. That's what it is, global. They like to go global. They want the global superstar that's going to have Dallas Mavericks merchandise in Europe. Like, I get it. But Luka is a special player. It was great to catch him play. But that wasn't the highlight of the night, Rory.
Oh.
The highlight of the night was the gentleman at the halftime show. I wish we knew his name. I wish we called his name. But we didn't. But that was the highlight of the night. Only because... they bring out, you know, it was nothing odd. A cowboy has a hat on. We're like, okay, we get it. We're in Dallas.
I'm sure his name was Walker.
Walker. Has to be Walker. Let's call him Walker.
In the pocket.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's call him Walker. Walker comes out. He
definitely has a golden retriever that he puts like a bandana around.
It's a red bandana.
barks at certain people.
Yeah.
He walks out to half court, but he has no props. You don't see nothing. It's just like, okay, what is this guy going to do? Is he going to sing? Is he going to...
Yeah. You thought he was going to maybe give it a good old country tune?
Yeah. I'm like, Dallas, I get it. He pulls out two of the biggest bullwhips you have ever seen and just starts just... I mean, he fucked up the court. They're fucking chipped. There's splinters everywhere. He was fucking up that wood. Like, I'm like, wait, hold up. We're in Dallas. I get it. But there's a lot of black people in this arena right now. A white guy swinging whips in at half court.
So too soon?
Wait. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this?
It's been 400 years. My God.
I was like, yo, wait. He's just going to swing these whips around with all these black people sitting here?
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of looking kind of like, okay. This is awkward, but fuck it, it's halftime.
Fuck it, it's halftime.
I don't like how close he was to the bench with it. Like, he was, like, gesturing it towards the players, like, pick it up second half.
He looked at Jason Kidd. He started going crazy.
Where's the t-shirt gun? Yeah. Like, this is insane.
I was like, what the fuck?
Where's the step team?
It was the craziest shit. I don't know who's in charge of the halftime performances, but we need to look into that.
I didn't realize. White people, we don't read the room or understand shit. No, to me, I was just like, oh, what a beautiful representation of our country's history. Meanwhile, Maul is shaking next to me.
Maul and I left to go find vegan food.
The whip. Fuck. I didn't even realize that.
The American Airlines Arena is it's an interesting arena that we had to set up. You don't feel like you're in an arena when you're walking around looking for like beers and food.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like you're just like in a nice like hotel lobby or something. Mm. It's a really different setup, but the arena is beautiful. Luka had a hell of a game. I'm mad Jokic wasn't playing and Jamal Murray wasn't playing. I think it would have been a better game, but it was fun to go out with the fellas, catch a Mavericks game. And then the next night we had the show was amazing. Shout out to all the people that came out.
That was like D3 college type note. It was like 117 to 80 in the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no.
What was the final score?
I think it was 121
to
if they kept Luka, 90, they could have easily hit like 150.
Yeah, no, it was a blowout, but it was good to catch Luka in American Airlines Arena. Shout out to the Mavericks.
Julian, you went to college. Remember like intramurals and shit, and there would be like the one guy that should be on the actual team but didn't make grades, so he'll go play intramural basketball.
Yeah.
That's like what Luka looks like, but in the NBA.
Yeah, his pace.
It was weird.
he's in the gym just having, it's like pickup basketball.
Yes.
I'm like, this is the NBA game.
It's like he's going against pros.
Yeah, and his game, he doesn't change his tempo, his pace for nobody. He doesn't care what the defense is doing.
The final plays his game. 127 to 99.
127 to 99. They kicked the shit out.
They put up 44 in the second quarter.
Denver. Shout out to DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan, he saw me sitting where we were sitting a few rows behind the Nuggets bench. And he looked at me and he said, hey, spend some of that fucking money and sit courtside. So I thought
that was funny.
I thought that was pretty funny. Fuck you, DeAndre. The seats were sold out. I couldn't buy it even if I wanted to. But shout out to the Nuggets. Shout out to the Mavericks.
And the seats we had were expensive as shit.
The seats we had were nice. I like those seats because you can kind of see everything. You see the entire floor. You don't have to be sitting right behind no 7-foot player on the fucking bench. You can't see shit. So
what was DeAndre Jordan's last contract? I don't like when multimillionaires tell someone to spend money.
I mean, he
buy us some tickets, asshole.
Yeah, DeAndre, you didn't leave shit at the fucking will call, so fuck you, man.
The word, we paid full price.
But it was a good game. I wish we would have saw Jokic. I wanted to see him play. That's one player I haven't seen play in person yet, so I was looking forward to that, but he was hurt.
I will say Luka does complain like a whiny soccer player, though.
He's European.
Oh, yes, the European shit.
Like
they never commit a foul, and they want every foul called on them. Yeah. They never commit a foul. They want every foul. You can't breathe on them. Mm. They want you to call every foul. But yeah, it was a good game. Shout out to all the fans that came out to the show in Dallas.
Yeah.
Thank you again to the Southside Music Hall. Beautiful venue. Beautiful sound system.
Yeah.
Then we immediately went from the venue, got in the car, drove to Houston.
We had to drive down to Houston as soon as we left the Dallas Southside Music Hall. We loaded the car up and rode down to Houston. Shout out to the driver, Abdul, I believe his name is. Abdul, you got to slow down on the fucking turns on the highway, man.
It's weird that your job is driving.
Yeah.
I was fucking... You was knocked, I think. I was terrified that whole
time. I was up for about an hour and a half, but then, I put my seatbelt on, I said my prayers, and I just... I listened to the smooth sounds of 21 Savage and Drake until I passed out.
I did like Julian. Julian somehow has became like our resident DJ on the road.
Yeah.
For Auxiliary Chorus. And he gave us a nice little medley of like sentimental Drake songs.
Yeah.
We was in our feels thinking about all we accomplished and all the haters.
I love the fact that Rory pointed out that Drake on this current album was saying he's never losing sleep over a bitch. And then we were like, he literally has one of the greatest songs called I Hate Sleeping Alone.
He made the song about losing sleep over a woman.
I mean, maybe he's progressed. Maybe now he doesn't get lonely when he sleeps. And maybe he loves sleeping alone now. So, you know.
And we were talking in the green room, too. We don't have to make this a Drake podcast, but we're in his hometown. So I feel like
his hometown.
Is that his hometown?
No.
Those records did hit different, though. Hearing him say those specific Houston things, talk about the Galleria, like. I played those songs intentionally.
And at the Houston show, we discussed Drake's residency here, if you will. Half the crowd seemed like they accepted him. The other half didn't. And I feel like he's trans Houston. Like he's
definitely
he sometimes can identify as
absolutely
being here.
He has strong ties, strong relationships here in Houston. He's Houston by proxy, I guess.
Yeah. But we were talking in the green room, and we'll get off Drake, I promise.
Yo.
Yuck.
Sorry. Was that?
No, it's progressive. Very progressive.
I apologize.
It's okay. Stay on him.
I mean, sexuality is a spectrum if you think about it. So about Drake. No, we're talking because on this fucking album, it's so many weird bars that if you say them out loud and you don't have Drake's voice, they sound fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to give someone credit. How long is Drake's career now? How many albums deep is he?
One.
At some point, you're going to run out of shit to say.
Maybe 11, 10? Yeah.
At some point, you are going to run out of things to say. So I don't think we give him enough credit for making weird bars actually sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this far into your career, saying treacherous little twin, like, I understand. You're running out of shit to say. You got to come up with stuff. But to make that the catchiest shit on earth, like, imagine if I said, hey, you're my treacherous little twin.
I would look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about, Rory?
And when he does it, I cannot stop singing.
That's amazing. And now everyone's your treacherous little twin. It's amazing. It's amazing how he has that ability to make things that we would never say sound super cool. We listened to that album. And then Julian got into another playlist, his other playlist bag. He started playing some house, some R&B, some jazz. He gave us a little, I believe he was playing Robert Glasper, some Terrace Martin.
I played a little bit of that. I did some Marvin. Piece of Clay. It's one of my favorite records.
Mm-hmm.
Salt, Misunderstood, great record.
The vibe was good. It was a good vibe. Abdul was scaring the shit out of us hitting those turns, and every time I looked up, the speedometer said 105. I was just like, okay, I'm doing 105 in an Escalade. That's what's up.
I was terrified. That's why I was trying to play the most relaxing music that I could.
Mm. Yeah, but sometimes you just got to go through sleep. You got to go to sleep. When you're in a car ride and you're scared, there's a little road trip, go to sleep. This way, if you die, you're already sleeping. It's all good.
Yeah.
More like, that's how you do it.
You put it like that.
Sleep through the death.
That's poetic.
That's poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, speaking of poetic.
Thank you. Wow.
When he was speeding, though, I was looking at, have y'all ever thought about that when you are in a car where it's like, this could possibly crash at some point? Did you ever like look at some of your last text messages? I'm like, let me send something ill out. So like when they find my phone and be like, he knew it. What a premonition.
Yeah. Like, what's my last tweet? What's the last thing I tweeted?
It was so profound what he said. To his mom.
We got into Houston at around 5 in the morning, checked into the hotel, and then we had to be up early at the venue.
You got straight to it. You had them waiting in the lobby.
I had them waiting in the lobby.
Cool. No, I know. We can't say it out loud.
I had them waiting in the lobby. What are you talking about?
5 o'clock.
The guy that met us at the desk, like, he was the only one in the lobby.
He was already in the room.
In my room, checked in. We got into the hotel around 5. Had to be at the venue early for early meet and greet. Show was at 3 o'clock. Meet and greet was at 1:30.
Let's get into the Houston show.
No, let's get into
it. They actually gave it up. And Dallas, we love y'all, but y'all just didn't. Y'all were lying. Y'all didn't give it up. It was a good show.
Yeah.
But we came to Houston where all the mess starts.
Soon as first person I see is Eden.
Woo!
Unfortunately.
Oh, God.
Who was already here. For some reason, someone booked him DJ here.
I don't know if people know what they're doing when they book Eden, but God bless you all.
They're asking for a great old time.
And that's exactly what you bring, Eden.
Thank you.
You bring a great old time.
Thank you.
I just hate your face.
Oh,
I want to see your face.
Never mind.
As soon as I get to a venue.
Well, it's funny. Eden just, you know, we were talking about Houston music. Eden, being a DJ who got booked in Houston, was telling us that he thinks Meg is the number one artist in Houston music history.
I never said that.
So, like, what type of set did you give Houston at your gig?
I wasn't in music history.
Yeah.
I was taking pictures. But that being said, I'm just saying.
Well, you got booked to take pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were DJing.
No.
Oh, you got a photog booking.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Dope. All right.
Yeah. See, look, I'm cool.
Oh, look at you, multifaceted.
Thank you.
You Mexicans are so just.
I take your job, bro.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to discredit your photo taking ability because you are great at what you do, even though we hate your face.
Yay.
What a terrible business move by whoever booked you. Like, there's no photographers
in Houston.
Mad
cameras in Houston.
You flew someone to Houston to take pictures.
Hey, I mean, that's how good I am. You know, I get flown out.
So, what were you taking pictures of?
Of another DJ.
Just women.
Oh, so the DJ hired you to take pictures of him pictures while he was working.
Her. Shout out to
him. Oh, her.
Yeah. Fire.
Oh, all right. This has nothing to do.
Here we go.
It didn't make sense. It was like, why would someone lie to someone to take pictures?
You just let people talk. They'll give you the answers. Just keep letting them talk. They'll give you all the answers we're looking for.
All right.
So a female DJ hired you.
Dana Lou. Shout out to Dana Lou.
Shout out to Dana Lou.
One of my favorites.
Legend.
One of my favorites.
The legend,
Dana Lou, hired you to be her photographer for the day while she was spinning and wheeling and dealing.
We had a whole day out in Houston, and I was doing like her vlog and photos and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Gosh, all right. Mm-hmm. Dope. That's cute. Mm-hmm.
So you had a nice little time running around Houston taking... Okay.
Yes.
And then she ended the night with a party.
Yes.
She DJed a party.
Yes.
And how was the party? How did that go?
Fire. It was very fire.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Got some great shots.
Really great shots.
I bet you did.
Okay, dope.
Yes.
So then we.
Some great shots.
Then you wake up the next day and then we see your face in the green room.
Yeah.
We saw him in the hotel.
Well, I saw Rory and Julian first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was excited to see you guys.
So you had a good night in Houston?
Mm hmm. Oh, well, yeah. I had a good couple nights.
We're going to get to last night.
Last night we're going to get to.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We get to the Houston show. Obviously, we're tired, and when you're tired, meet and greets sometimes can be a little tough. Mm-hmm. Thank God, that group for the meet and greet was amazing.
Great group,
messy, hilarious.
They came in ready to talk shit.
This gentleman came to the meet and greet by himself. He said, "Yeah, man." He didn't say hello. He didn't say my name is. He said, "Yo, just broke up with my girl." So naturally, Mo and I were like, "Okay, tell us more."
Yeah. He started mid sentence.
Yeah, he just walked in. "I just broke up with my girl." "Oh, all right, cool. All right,
that's what's up."
He went straight to it.
Yeah.
"Do you have a story for us?" He says, "Yeah, it's homecoming weekend, you know. So she was tripping. I haven't seen my college friends." I was on board with him for a lot of that story.
Yeah.
You can relate.
So,
yeah. You know, I didn't graduate, so going to homecoming is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm allowed there.
He went back to finish.
And also, if St. Peter's did homecoming on JFK Boulevard,
yeah,
like
of course, right there
at the chicken spot, yeah. Like that's where homecoming would be.
Exactly.
So he was like, "It's homecoming weekend, man. I haven't seen my college friends. You know, I went out and stayed out a little later than I should have." And I was like, "All right, you know, that happens. That doesn't feel like you should break up with your girl off that." He's like, "Well, you know, I got home at 8 a.m.
No, he said, "Long story short, I got home." He said my phone was on do not disturb. And then he said, "You know, long story short, I walked in the house at 8 a.m. I'm like, "Bro, you can't go from a night out to you got home at 8 a.m. and just say it was a long story short."
Well, why not?
And what the fuck happened between those hours?
That she was tripping. Like, the way he was telling that story, I was thinking, like, today's girl got mad at him because he came home at, like, 1 a.m. during homecoming weekend.
No,
like,
8 a.m.
Sometimes women really do be tripping.
Yeah.
8 a.m. with your phone on do not disturb. Yeah. She's calling you all night.
Yeah.
And then we asked, "All right, so what was your... like, excuse, what did you say when you walked in?" He said, "Lost track of time."
Yeah, lost track of time. Did you lose track of the sun when it came up?
Yeah, you know.
Like, I guarantee you everybody sees the sun when it's up. Like,
and how do not disturb works, I feel like if you call someone twice, do not disturb, like, goes away.
Yeah, it, like,
listen, we know he was doing some shit he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Of course.
We eventually found out he was.
And so he was brave enough to come on stage and have us, we FaceTimed his ex.
And as a family at the show, we all begged for her forgiveness.
We all begged her to take him back. And she said, you know, he has work to do. He's, you know, he just has to stop doing dumb shit. And, but she seemed like a very forgiving, loving woman. So shout out to, I believe her name was Tolu.
Yes.
Her name was Tolu. So hopefully Tolu has taken him back and maybe they're happily in love now at this point. I don't know.
And when I walked up to the table he was at by himself, because he was supposed to go with his girl.
With two plates of wings.
Yeah, two plates of wings. He ordered for two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was there in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I walked up to that table to start that convo with him during the show, I saw two phones on the table. I was like, oh, all right.
That's her phone.
I know what time it is with
that's
you.
That's her phone.
Yeah.
No, that's the other phone.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
he
phone.
He had an iPhone C.
That's the phone that wasn't on Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm. That was the
active phone.
Yeah, that was the active. That phone you can get in first ring. He picking that up.
First Yo, ring. He was. It was funny, but if you get to the root of it, he was a real piece of shit.
He was a huge piece of shit.
He literally said she doesn't know about this phone.
Oh my
He literally
God.
Said he walked in at 8 a.m. She went to church. He thought she was gonna be all right. She came back home tripping. I said, so you thought God was going to tell her to forgive you? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Then when she was on FaceTime during the show, she's like, yeah, he's got a lot of work to do. His response on the mic was, ayy. I was like, yo, you're a piece of shit. Look at this nice God-fearing woman. About it,
I hope Tolu don't take his ass back. Fuck him, Tolu. Kick his ass the fuck out, man. You deserve better, Tolu.
Fam, 8 a.m. is crazy.
Insane.
When you live with your girl,
you gotta
strolling
be a bold motherfucker to walk in at 8 a.m. and not be coming home from prison. Like, you gotta have the handcuffs fresh off your wrist at 8 a.m. Like,
no, I was excited to hear what he said when he walked in. I was thinking, like, he made up, like, his friend was shot, like, something. I couldn't wait to hear what he said. He said, nah, I just lost track of time.
You know, was out, phone was on, regular not shit, disturbed. Yeah. It was like, and you're alive to tell this story? Like, okay, that's what's up.
All right, what's the time gap of losing track of time?
And how do you lose track? Nobody has ever lost track of time. Like, you literally have your
phone.
When
the sun exists.
Yeah, like, what are you talking? Yo, bro, listen. Everybody, nobody else is outside in the street. That means it's time to go home. Like, literally, everybody's in the house.
When the birds start chirping.
Why are you still outside? Why are you still here?
But what's really nasty, what we didn't get into, because I didn't want to really embarrass that girl. She was nice enough to FaceTime in front of a whole crowd.
Yeah.
He liked the girl he was with.
Yeah.
He came home at 8. Like, they got breakfast. He cuddled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he...
Yeah.
He stayed for the night.
Oh, yeah, no. That was like they spent the whole evening together. Woke up to the birds chirping, and she probably made a cup of Joe. And
what's going to be funny is we're going to find out he never even went to college.
Nah, hold on. There's no way. There's like, no way he's like.
He just, on his drive home, he saw a homecoming sign. It was like, bet. That's where I was.
Bet.
I was at homecoming. What are you talking about? But shout out to him. He was great enough sport to come on stage. Shout out to other couples that came up. I tried to break up somebody in Houston. Didn't work, man.
Yeah.
Try to get people back together too.
Try to put people back. Yeah.
Yeah, the ex-couple was great.
The ex-couple. That was interesting.
They
so
were fun.
The ex-couple was a couple that were no longer together, but he flew out to see her and they decided to come to the show together. And
but when we got down to the details, they were never really in a relationship.
They were in a pandemic ship.
Yeah, they were, who can I tolerate the most while lockdown happens?
Yeah. They were a lockdown couple.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So they were just two people that had been fucking for a while.
That's all. And then they wanted to kind of fuck again because I went through her phone and she clearly was saying she doesn't get any dick.
Damn. Yes.
So you know how girls are. They didn't want to get a new dick.
Like liars.
I get it.
She wants to acquire another body.
Yeah, they don't want a new body on their belt. They want an old body. Recycle it. Bring the dick out of the trash can.
I respect it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
What was there any other Houston highlights?
There was the girl with the best friend that she was trying to fuck.
The girl with the best friend she was trying
to fuck. That must have been at your show.
Oh, that was Tamia and Malcolm.
There you go.
We called
her boyfriend
Tony on FaceTime.
See, he thought I was tripping.
And Tony, he knew Malcolm. He said, nah, man, no, their relationship, they're just friends. And
that
was pretty cool to kind of see that, man. But I went through the phone, I tried to find some dirt.
You did, a little bit.
I mean, it was just funny text messages with her and her boyfriend. But between Malcolm, it was clean, man. Nothing there. Nothing there.
It did speak to, and I didn't want to get in like a whole tangent about it at the show, but it did speak to just women being attracted to guys that are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
The way she was complimenting Malcolm was the same reason why she never fucked Malcolm. Mm. She was like, we were in this
great
friend
guy.
Group together. Like, everyone's fucking everyone. And like, I was just dating the worst type of guys ever. And then was just like, Malcolm's so wholesome. He has his shit together. He's amazing. And I'm like, this is why you never fucked him.
Yeah. This is exactly why. She said he has his shit together.
At all the things you would want to hit on a checklist. Yeah, and she was like, oh, I'd never go near him.
Yeah, like, I would never touch him.
Meanwhile, like, she's telling us the history of all the terrible fucking humans that she's fucked.
That she let smash them cakes from the back. And here's Malcolm sitting here
just them cakes.
Got all his shit together and doesn't have a chance in hell.
But Tony seemed like a good guy.
He seemed like a good guy.
Tony was her boyfriend.
He seemed like a good guy. He seemed like he was very trusting in her, very secure. He wasn't worried about her and Malcolm's relationship at all. Obviously, Malcolm knew him. They have a relationship with each other. So it was an interesting dynamic, and it was like, okay, I guess it's possible.
If I was Malcolm, though, I would be kind of scared of Tony. Anyone that drives with their hood on is a little intimidating.
After a haircut, too.
In his own car with his hood. But
I don't think he made it to the barbershop yet. Mm. I think he was on his way there. I don't think he got there yet.
I still think it's weird to drive with your hood up.
Regardless of their friendship or whatever, I still think it's odd. Would you guys let your girl go with a friend to a show like that or an event
that? Why not?
Yes, but of course, I don't want to push the feminine agenda again. They killed me. They killed me for thinking it's okay for your girlfriend to have male friends.
Oh yeah.
The YouTube review.
They called me pussy. This is where's masculinity at? Where's your insecurities at, weirdo?
Well, you'd also be fucking fine with it?
Would I be fine with what?
Your girl going to a show
to a Rory Mall show.
With a friend.
With a friend.
Her male friend? No.
To a Rory Mall show?
Well, I wouldn't let my girl go to anything Mall's doing. Yeah. But that's a whole separate conversation. Why wouldn't you let your girl come to our show with a male friend?
Because I would be there with her.
What if you had
to go get a haircut?
Yeah, go get a haircut.
No, but like, what if you genuinely didn't listen? You know, she has a guy friend that's like their bonding thing. They're both listeners.
You don't need to be bonded with
the
show.
No, they explained it at the meet and greet. Out of their whole friend group, they're the only two that listen to the show, and they both wanted to go. No one else in their crew listens, so they were like, "All right, well, two of us will go."
Yeah, so bring your girl, and I'm gonna bring. And you know, Tamir should have brought Tony.
He didn't want to go. He doesn't fuck with us. I'm not. Listen, if my girl likes a podcast,
there were plenty of people there that didn't even know who it was. Shay, young lady Shay, she had no idea Janae bought her.
Okay.
Had no idea who we were.
Well, Tony is a man, and he doesn't just
had to get a haircut.
Do whatever his girl says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got some bronze.
Yeah.
He's got some bronze.
Yeah.
Like, no, fuck them niggas. I'm not going to see them. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, and as soon as you get back in Malcolm. That kitchen.
Look, that's how much of a threat Malcolm is. Take Malcolm with you.
Damn. What? Poor Malcolm.
Just make sure dinner's ready when I'm back.
Yeah.
And use less starch.
Starch? Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I don't know, man. I understand. I like the dynamic that they have with each other, and I get it. Women have real, genuine, just male friends. Mm. But, I don't know, man. Just going to like shows and that's like date shit, bro.
No, it's not.
It's a little bit of a date.
That's a date.
How is that a date? Yo, y'all are weird.
I get it because it's YouTube.
I understand that everyone agreed with y'all when we had B. Simone and them on.
Weird.
And I was the weirdo at the. I think y'all are weird.
No, yeah. I would be cool with my girl doing that. It's just, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie. That's a little bit of date vibes right there.
That's a date.
Going to a show is a date vibe?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I agree.
It's a date. What are you talking about? Yes.
It could be but anything could be a date with
it's
the right
a
person.
Date. It's a date, Rory.
Have you ever went out to eat with a female friend?
Yes.
It wasn't a date, right?
No.
But dinner could be a date. It's what you put on. Anything could be a date.
No, it's a date when it's like, we know the show, yo, they're coming this day, we're going to go together. That's a date. That's like, okay, yeah, we set a date, we're going to go together to the show.
I have been on tour with you this whole year, and I've watched you set times to meet with your female friends to have dinner, and I didn't think you were on a date. I think you went to dinner with a friend.
No, but it's different though, because I'm literally here, like just for in town for a show. I'm here working, catching up with friends. They live here.
You've never planned to go to dinner in New York with a female friend.
Yeah, but it was like a date, not like an intimate date, but it's a date.
Oh, and the girl. Maybe I'm confusing what y'all consider.
And she didn't have a boyfriend, so it's like.
But what about B? You can hang out with her, right? Alone.
Yeah, but they're actually dating.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's not dating. But we had.
Right, so you're saying
again, I was in town. I was like, yo, let's go to the movies. Like, you know.
That don't sound intimate as fuck.
Now you're confusing me because you're saying that would still be a date. What's your definition of date?
Right.
Setting a date to go and hang out with a friend.
Your girl just can't do that.
With a guy? No.
Would you expect her not? Okay, so would you not?
I don't think I would be able to do it if I had a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going
to
say.
I don't think my girlfriend would approve of that.
Going to
hanging out with your female.
Hanging out with your, a female friend.
If she was like, you can't hang out with B, you'd be fine.
What if you like hung out and like went, because I've, you know, hung out with my, they're not dates, but like get a, go to a bar, get a drink, like hang out maybe like daytime, even if it's like early evening kind of thing. But are you saying because this is a ticketed event that it's more of a date because they bought these in advance together? They're thinking
so
about it.
You made a plan.
They dressed
this
for this.
On November, whatever.
So is it, it's all of that that's a part of it that makes
it
a date.
Yeah, we set time. We set, we know what we're going to do. We clear the schedule because we'll be there that day.
But they can't just be
two
friends.
Sounds like responsible adults.
Yeah, they can't just be two friends that listen that to the same podcast.
That too. That as well.
You're confusing the shit out of me of what a date is and what a date isn't.
I'm just saying.
Because they set a time, it's a date.
But it's only a little weird because she has a boyfriend. If she was, okay, if she didn't have a boyfriend, would you consider that they were on a date?
If they were both interested in each other or interested in getting to know each other in that way, then yes, that's a date.
So they have to be interested in getting to know each other for it to be a date.
Of course.
Yes. That's part of a date if the intention is to get to know someone.
So you can't, you can only go on a date when you're trying to get to, but if you know someone already, you can't go on, it's not considered a date?
I mean.
No, it's a date.
Exactly. It was a date.
No, but I'm saying someone that is not just a friend. Someone that's not just a friend.
I just lost a brain cell.
Maul said exactly like that was the like that was the hook and sinker.
I'm just saying he made it seem like you
are making my mind
up
right now.
I'm so confused.
I'm so lost.
No, you made a statement like it can only really be considered a date if you're trying to get to know this person, if you're trying to whatever.
Yeah, intimate.
I'm saying even if you don't, if you already know this person, it could still be a date.
No, but you could.
Yes, but the intention, like, what are the intentions of it? If I'm going to go do something with
a
friend. My intention is to hang out with my friend.
Yeah.
I don't consider that a date.
So it's a hangout.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play semantics. It's all good.
No, I think you're playing semantics.
Could your girl do that?
Go with her male friend to go do something. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, how long have they been friends? I'm not going to lie to you. That definitely plays. You're not hanging out with some random dude next week.
This is what I hate. And this is what everyone did to me after the B. Simone.
Yeah, because you're crazy.
Y'all just made up a whole new scenario and then said that's what I was saying. No, Eden, I'm not saying that just some random dude she just met she can go out with. That stop changing what I'm saying.
Fine.
Because that's what everyone did to me after the B. Simone conversation.
What are you saying? Be very clear in what you're saying.
If she has had a friend, like that's her friend.
A friend.
I don't use friend as like just some.
No, it's a friend. We know what a friend is, yeah.
Yes, she can absolutely go hang out with her friend. That's totally fine with me.
One-on-one.
Yes.
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
You agree? Your girl can go one-on-one with her male friend and hang out. And have
I would want to know the history of their friendship and those things.
Y'all don't know your girl's friends?
Yeah, like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm saying like I wouldn't be like, why you want to hang out with them? I wouldn't be pressing her like that. But I feel like if she were to hang out with a guy one-on-one like that, it would also, I would be aware of who he is and what his role is in her life. Like this, it's not like my ex. It's not like I used to fuck him. It's just like, this is literally my friend. So I have a lot of girls that I consider very good friends.
Yeah.
Me too.
That I have no issue, and their guys have no issues with them hanging out with me.
Like, right.
So I would expect the same. But I would have to be aware of their relationship with that person.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know what the history would be.
Mm-hmm.
If she just met some dude, it was like, nah, he's a friend, but I just met him. And he's
I'm
like,
here.
All right, babe, I'm coming with y'all.
Yeah. We on a date.
Okay. That's interesting.
What's so weird?
My girl still wouldn't be able to
play. Maul goes, that's good for you guys. Yeah, fuck all that.
But you know what I don't understand? I feel like Maul would be the guy that would be on my side with this.
I absolutely would.
Because I know.
Get her away from me so now I could text my other bitches.
Oh my God.
Well, that's
God.
What I thought Tony was doing.
Yeah.
Finally, I could get away from
him. Yeah.
Malcolm, please get this girl away from me.
I could flirt. Like, let me see if I can still get my shit off.
But, and we can close this going back and forth shit. But why I think it's weird that Maul thinks this way is because I know Maul to be one of the dudes that has really good platonic relationships with a lot of women that he hangs out with where there would nothing would happen and their boyfriends wouldn't have to worry.
I do.
So you know that men and women can just be friends.
Of course, absolutely.
You're not one of these weirdos that thinks otherwise. So that's why I'm confused why your girl couldn't go hang out with her Maul.
It's one-sided.
With her Maul.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can only be that guy. It only works with him. His girl can't do that. She can't have a Maul.
Oh, look at Julian.
Because I was...
my girl ain't hanging out with Maul. I'm sorry.
But I always felt like the dudes that thought that way, I always thought were strange because I'm like, oh, you just view women in one way that you either fuck or you don't. Like, you can't have a friendship with them. And mm-hmm. I think that's weird and predatorial.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that way. So I think there's a world where men and women could just hang out and my girl can do it and I won't think something weird is happening.
Absolutely a world where men and women can just hang out as friends.
Now, if I find out y'all fucked before, everyone's dying.
Oh, 100%. We're airing that
I'm not that liberal.
Yeah. That's where it gets tricky at. Like, oh, so y'all actually did do. Even if, okay, say they didn't fuck, right? Okay. Say they didn't fuck. Say you found out that they made out one night.
How long ago?
Does it matter?
Rory, Rory just Rory, loves like calendar Rory. Shit. Like, what was it no, Halloween
no, no,
last
no, no,
year?
No, 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 no. Stop, it stop, stop, stop. Matters. Hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm hearing you out.
I'm 32.
Okay.
If I'm dating a woman that has been had male friends since, let's say, high school, and in high school they made out one night. And then nothing after that, and they remain friends. I would not trip about that.
Fuck that.
I don't care.
What if it's a friend?
I don't care.
What if it's a friend that she met in college? So
fuck,
when she was
when
like,
you kissed him.
Oh, if they met in college,
21.
If they met in college, you fuck.
Yo, I am never letting my girl just hang out on a casual day with a guy she made out with years ago.
Ever?
Are you kidding me?
You know that's happened to you.
It's 1,000.
Oh, no, it's happened, like, but I don't
and
know
he
about
he just
it.
Make
know
out.
About it. No, no, it's happened to me, but I don't know about
that
it. I'm talking about if you know about
mouth.
It. Like, if I knew, it's not happening. No, hell no.
Yeah.
No. I don't care. Just making out, no. You know, because you obviously know that there was some, y'all had a moment of attraction. Y'all would definitely, like, fuck each other. Because
then they play that what if game, and I hate that shit. Because you can see it on their faces when they're together. Like, ooh, that
it's
could
like
be
now
me.
It's okay. Awkward. Now we got to be, like, just weird shit in the room.
All right, let's say...
I don't like shit to feel weird, though.
Yeah.
Because I bring it up. I make it uncomfortable. I bet, look, I know y'all tongued each other down, like, before. All right? Like, it ain't got to be...
Okay.
I, mean, I know you like my girl. She got a fat ass. Like, you know, like...
Let's get a hypothetical here. Let's say freshman year of college, see a chick. You're what, 18 when you... Freshman year? Mm-hmm. 18. Meet a girl in the dorms. Cool, whatever. We make out. We then realize that it's not in the stars for us. We're not that. But... We remain friends.
Have you ever made out with a girl in college and you realize it's not going to happen?
1,000%. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, in college, I think you make out with the girls you just see.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's the point.
No, that's the point I'm getting at. And like, that's just what it was. I don't really care.
But I don't
care.
Like the fact that
and we were just friends for that long.
Like he could just kiss her.
I wouldn't think that would be all right.
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that my girl at one point was the girl that a random dude could just see him like, I'm about to just put my tongue in her mouth. Like,
but Maul, if you're thinking, you're 18, you're on a college campus, you're running around.
Yeah,
like, you're hooking up with the half
we
the dorm.
We were all hoes. We were all hoes.
Yeah. But like you've had that one make out, you didn't even sleep together. But that next morning you're like, that didn't feel right. We're better off as homies.
Yeah.
I have one of my closest girlfriends I did that with. We were best friends for like 4 years throughout college. I think we made out like during senior week after 4 years of people speculating that we hooked
weird.
Up.
That is,
we did it. We
that
were
is the thing I've ever heard in my life.
Senior week?
Am I allowed to say that? You made out during senior week? Did you guys hold hands at the dance?
It was just college commentary.
Fucking loser.
Did she hold you after y'all kissed?
I called my mom.
I called my mom.
But we made out and we looked at each other like immediately
after. Did you make out in the rain?
No, it was bright daylight. It was fucking spring. We looked at each other in the eyes. We were like, this isn't it. Nah, this ain't going to work.
You kissing in the daytime?
It was a day party. We were
what
hammered.
A weirdo.
Wait, what? There's something wrong with kissing in the daytime?
Yeah.
Why?
You've never kissed a girl in the daytime?
In the daytime?
Ma, if you guys don't know Maul, intimacy issues. I don't know if you've
That's
realized yet.
Crazy.
Yo, y'all be kissing when the sun is up and shit. Y'all niggas is weird, dude. Y'all some weirdos.
You know what's crazy?
You only kiss when the sun goes down.
Sometimes I even know her last name. It's nuts.
Sometimes I actually like her.
Yeah.
It gets even crazier. Yeah, nah.
It's so like sometimes I even treat her with respect.
Oh, damn.
So weird.
That's lit.
Maul, you're getting up in years, though. Like, if you have that mentality,
yeah, he is.
And trust me, I have a male ego. I have the same thoughts with a lot of things, but I am a realist. You're getting up there in age, and I don't think you want to date a young chick. I think you want to date a girl around your age. She's going to have a lot of random makeouts.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of dicks in her.
But yeah, most likely.
Damn, Eden.
What?
Most likely. I mean, you know, but we grown.
Oh, now we're grown.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
no, you're grown.
That's what I was trying to say
rules,
originally.
No rules apply to Maul.
Yeah, no, not to me. No, fuck that. I mean, well, we're grown. You understand women have a past and things like that. You just don't want your girl to have a crazy fucking past.
You just don't
want
to know it, correct?
No, not that I don't want to know. I'm not going to dig and ask.
Right.
But, like, I don't want her to have been, like, the girl. Like, we know, bro, listen. We know the girls that we don't want to end up wifing when they become adults.
Yeah.
Like, you just had, like, yo, they ran train on her in, like, the dorm. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how mature or immature y'all say. I'm never trying to be with a girl that dudes ran a train on. Like, are you kidding me?
She was sexually liberated. She was
which is great.
Exploring her sexuality.
Great. Not for me.
Becoming her best self.
Like, that's not wifey.
Fine.
What's funny is I'm coming across as like the liberal guy. If I find out they ran a train on you,
you don't want that girl.
I'm
to
getting
be
the shakes just thinking about it.
Yeah, like
shakes.
You know what I'm saying. I know it happens, but it's like I'm gonna stay away from this. Like, not for me.
This is not for me.
It's just not for me. That's all. Not no judging. I can't.
But what if it was
that,
like
that album wasn't for you?
Yeah,
what
I can't.
If that like wasn't like her bag though. What if it was just like a one off experiment?
That wasn't her bag.
A one off.
Yeah.
Is that
like a one off train?
Just one off.
I feel like most trains are probably one off.
No, you got some girls twisted.
So I know that's
some
girls my point.
Keep,
like, I feel like
they keep buying Metro cards. Every week. It's like, yo,
Express.
She's back? Like, yo, yeah, this girl is back? She was just here 3 weeks ago. Like, what is going on?
Who buys a round trip on MTA? Like,
she's back. Like, what the fuck is going on? No way. One-offs. No, no girl has had a one-off train. Are you kidding me?
She transferred at stations she didn't need to.
Yeah, like what? A one-off? Nah.
No, you could have taken that all the way to Times Square. You didn't need to do that.
I feel like I feel like there are women that have definitely been in that situation and are like, I don't want to do that again. For sure.
I mean,
Julian, I think that there's the higher percentage that the women that have been trained, it happened once. I think that's the highest percentage.
Yo, bro.
Like, that's mad work.
Bro, that is a mental health issue. I don't know if y'all know that, bro.
Why?
Wait, a woman getting trained?
If you can
is
have multiple women in your bedroom?
No, like, I think like the dudes are weirder.
No, I was going to say, like, that was never my thing. Like, I went
to college.
That's the weirdest.
I went to college
ever,
and I was a Kappa.
That's the,
so the amount of opportunities I had to do that
that's
were astronomical.
Weirdest.
And I
used to call Rory Young Conductor.
Bro, oh, I have never done a train. I would never do one. They call me Thomas in the streets.
Young Conductor is crazy.
Yo.
Yo, Rory was at the door. Say, you got a condom? You good? You got a condom? All right, you go.
Anytime I walked in the party,
all aboard.
Choo, choo. Just right when I walked in.
Rory was like the dude.
Yo,
he's
choo,
here.
Choo, the double entendre.
Rory was like the dude on the Metro North that come punching the tickets. Yeah. Tickets, tickets.
Click, 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 click.
You had to click it.
Click, click,
the
click,
ticket
click,
punch.
Click,
click.
The Polar Express going crazy.
Yo, man, that is sick.
I have never been in a train.
Yo,
I think
the life
I think
we
it's
live
the weirdest.
Crazy,
I think the men are weirder in trains than the women.
Oh, I
100%.
And I don't even think it's 100%. Close.
No, actually, nah,
bro.
Oh, you and the
saying.
Fellas with your pants off.
Sharing
a hole. It's
weird. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I'm with you, but it's not weirder than the chick that's letting dudes run trains.
Nah,
I get what you're saying.
I agree with Rory.
I think they're.
No way! Are y'all fucking kidding me?
Son, there's mad dicks around, bro.
I get it. I'm with y'all. I think it's weird too. I've been a part of running a train on a girl, and after I felt like a piece.
Wait,
of
whoa,
shit.
Whoa, wait, what?
Wait, you have run a train
on a girl? Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, I'm not surprised somehow.
I feel like we've had this conversation and you denied it.
Wait,
did we just get a confession?
No, I've when I was younger.
How many?
Not one time.
So why can't one offs exist? He just did it one time.
No, for. I'm talking about for the guy. I don't think the girl a one off could exist.
Okay, wait. Tell us. Go ahead.
Who went first? Where were you in the train?
How many dudes were there?
You were the caboose.
Second? No, I was
second. You were second.
Yo, the caboose.
You was definitely the caboose.
Yo, the caboose is wild. Yo, being the caboose is crazy. Being the last.
Nah, it was Maul and Shorty. It was Maul and Shorty in room, and he goes, "I'll be right back," and grabbed his man.
Nah, yo, I don't even like talk. This
Maul,
how that's
Maul,
how
Maul
weird
went
it
last and put her in missionary.
Oh no!
And you know what's crazy? Now that I think about it, I don't think it started out. It wasn't supposed to be like because it was only. I think it was only.
It's never supposed to.
It
be.
Was four of us. Maybe three or four.
Planning
of us.
A train is sick.
Four of us. Is crazy.
Four of you.
It was three or four. Yeah. But it wasn't supposed. It was weird the way.
Did
it
you guys
happened.
Draw straws? Like, how did you get the order and
draw?
No,
dicks.
my homeboy. It was the girl he was dating, and he called.
All right, now I see why you won't let your girl hang out with me. You was fucking your friend's girl
no,
with him.
No, no, no.
In front of him.
No, that's no, a lot, man.
With him.
If that happens to me in my childhood, yeah, my girl can't have friends.
It wasn't a girl. It was a girl that he knew. Let's just say he knew her. Like, she was there because she knew him. Mm. And me and a few other homeboys was
you
chilling.
And the fellas hanging?
He calls my phone from the room. Like, yo, come to the room for a second.
for a second.
Just
okay, a second.
Hold on. Just so I can get a gauge.
But I didn't know. You know, I'm thinking something probably happened. I didn't know. I didn't know what was
going on. We talking flip phone. We talking iPhone.
No, this was a BlackBerry. This was a flip phone.
All right, cool. I'm just trying to get a gauge of what year this was.
Yeah, this was like 05.
Yo, fucking your girl and flipping open your phone to call the homies that are in the next room.
True story. Calls me. I walk in the room. He like, yo, like, she feeling you. I'm like, what?
She feeling us.
Oh, my gosh.
True story.
Wait, does he have his pants on?
They was in the bed. Okay. Like, I walked, like, I just knocked on the door and I opened the bedroom door. They were both in the bed. And he was like, yo, she feeling you.
He's like bricked up just telling you that she's feeling you.
I was like, what? He has to be. So you know me. All right.
In the bed, like, what's the covers gain? Are they like,
no, they're like
covers up to their neck?
They're completely under the blanket. All you can see is just.
Yeah. What's her facial expression? Like, what is she giving come she fuck me just, vibes? Or is she?
Yeah. Oh, I know for sure. It was as soon as I knocked on the door, opened the door, she was smiling.
She knew what she wanted.
And the homie told me, like, yeah, nah, she likes you. Like, she was like, yo, what's up with your friend?
But I want to know, like, how she asked him, like, yo, you know your friend Maul?
Who's right outside this door?
Call him.
You know your friend Maul?
Call him. You know your friend that's in the living room? Call him.
You know
him
that
right
guy
now.
That's out there?
It was crazy, though. I felt like a piece of shit after that, though. I'm not going to
lie. All right, so they called you in, and then, like, what did you guys get? Send out, like, a mass text?
The bat signal?
Yeah, like, how did you get the homies?
Well, no, they was in the living room. I walked out.
Did anyone, like, T9 text them?
No, I walked out.
Excuse me? Yo, she's ready.
I walked out the room. I felt like a piece
smiley
of shit.
Face.
Got some head. I was like, oh.
You only got head.
It's weird the first time.
Only got while you were getting head was your the homie fucking her.
Nah, he had finished. He was just like
in the room while you were getting head.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Rory, all right, can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
please.
Outside of just the nastiness of just you and the homies just fucking a girl, I would be scared to do that if I was getting head and my mans was smashing her from behind. Cause like, what if
he wasn't smashing.
What if he's super ill and like she bites?
Wait.
Oh my!
Like, what
gosh.
If she gets like overwhelmed with what's happening behind her and my dick is in her
what
mouth?
What if he was ill? No, you can't even say that. I know you tried to like, clean it up and not say that crazy, but you can't say what if he was.
But
ill.
Like, how that's, much of your concentration
first of all,
is on the
at
head?
At that point, we are all a team, so I can't true. Compliment my teammate.
No, absolutely.
Like, yeah, you're killing bro.
No.
Yo, you killing that.
You wouldn't be scared that she might bite, like.
I would be terrified.
Well, why? No, he wasn't smashing while she was giving me a dough.
I know that. I'm just saying the scenario of what trains sometimes end up in.
You mean like a.
Yeah, no, I never. That wasn't the situation.
Like when she's like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't think you were in a train then.
That's not a train. You just got head.
No,
it was just a dude in the room.
He fucked and then. Yeah, you got like the weirdest sloppy seconds ever.
So wait, a train has to be, he has to be penetrating her at the same time?
I don't know, y'all have to be creepily around.
It's like, you know, like the spit, the, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, spit roast.
We're in Texas.
Spit roast.
Spit roast is one in the
what
front and one in the back.
About? It's like the pig when they put it through the loop, the hole. Wait,
so there's like one pole.
I'm just ignoring what he's saying. He's
like, what?
She's like the pig. Wait,
yeah, it's a spit roast.
No.
You know, well, Maul's an vegan, so he's out.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so wait.
Tofu?
I'm going to ask weird questions.
Tofu roast.
Did he watch? He just watched you get head?
Not really watched. Like, he was kind of like,
no.
There was nothing else in the room. He was watching.
TV wasn't
he
on.
Had a flip phone. He was on a flip phone. Was he playing Snake?
Yeah, right?
No. Tetris. What was he doing on his flip phone?
Nah, I promise you. It was.
I guarantee you were the most exciting thing going on in that room. Hey, he wasn't looking out the window.
Yeah. What the fuck? Julian.
It was the most. You were the most exciting thing.
You were the Luca. You were Luca in that room.
Just cruising.
Bro, nasty times, man.
Well, no.
Wait, no.
A few more. All right, so you said it was four total. When did the other two come through the door?
Shit, I walked out. When I left the room, the homie looked at me like, where? I was like, yo, head is crazy. That head was fire. They looked at me like, word. I was like, yo, that is crazy. And they went in there. I was just like, I'm in the living room. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and this entire time, your dude has just stayed in the bed.
Well, when I left,
it was his bed.
Yeah.
Imagine if the head was trash.
Not a head.
That
was
would
fire.
Be.
That'd be hilarious.
Suck, but not a head was fire. I'm not gonna lie. The head was crazy. The suck was crazy.
I feel like the woman that would be into that would probably be pretty good.
Amazing. And she was cool. That's the funny part.
Like, oh no, she sounds like the coolest chick ever.
Because like, we all hung out like during the day before all that happened that night. Like, we was all just out chilling.
She wine and dined y'all?
I had no idea. Like, bro, and that's the crazy
y'all
part.
Y'all want to get a bite?
It was, like, no indication that that was going to happen. Mm. Like, literally was no, and we were all just
kicking. Oh, no,
it.
She
like,
knew.
Oh, no, of course. Like, they, women always
she
know.
Was playing y'all.
Of yeah. course. Of course.
Mm. All right, so what was the conversation like when the four of y'all afterwards? Just, like, got, you know, back to kick it again, maybe play some basketball?
Yeah.
Like, shared stories. Like, what was that conversation like?
I felt like a piece of shit immediately. Like, I was just like, I'm never doing that again. Like, that was, I said, yo, something about that just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Was there one dude in the crew that was like, that was amazing? Like, was he like?
Of course. It's always one. He's like, yo, call her again. I'm like, yo, what's up?
Oh, nah. Yeah.
I was like, yo, you, but like, nah. you just.
Nah, he liked her.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, you going crazy. Yo, call her again. Call her tonight. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you? Go find a girl, dog. Like, no, I'd never want to see that girl again, ever in life. Like, are you kidding me?
You know what's hilarious? I'm sure she's a wife and mother right now.
Of course.
Oh, for
she's
sure.
Probably she's probably great.
A beautiful family.
Probably an amazing wife Absolutely. And yeah. mother.
She was cool as fuck. I'm telling you, was cool as fuck. Had no idea that that was going to pop off that night. Not at all.
But I feel like if she finds a guy that's really into that, they would probably have the healthiest relationship any two human beings could have.
That's no possible. Way. No, no yeah, definitely possible.
I agree with Rory on that.
I don't think
I think
for your girlfriend to still be into that type of shit,
yeah. I mean, we've talked about it. Bro, I think we talked about it at one of our live shows. I am not mature enough or have the ego.
Neither am I.
To be a swinger.
Same.
But I get it.
Yeah, y'all
I think
both.
The like long-lasting relationships, I think it would maybe require once you guys get in your 50s, like, you know what? Let's go fuck a bunch of people together.
Yeah, y'all are both hoes. Y'all are hoes forever. So y'all just want to be hoes forever.
I mean, I wouldn't have said ho. I just think they're sexually liberated.
Oh, yeah. That's all. I think that's very close by name.
Sexually liberated. My bad. Liberation of the people. No, y'all are fucking hoes, and y'all just want to have the stability of having a partner at home to fucking split the bills with, and fucking if I start not being able to control my bowels and shit on myself, you'll clean me.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean,
sure.
And if you're swingers, I mean, it takes a village. So you'd have a lot of friends that could wipe your ass swinging? For you into your no. 70s.
You went to swinging, Julie?
Well, he's a cuck. So.
I wouldn't.
I'm not the cuck.
Not down?
Nah,
you couldn't let other dudes just smash your girl?
Nah, bro. Sorry.
Not me.
Again, I couldn't handle it, but I totally understand why
yeah,
people do
jam,
it. And I think those people will probably be happier than my fragile ego.
That's not true.
Be.
That's
I agree with Roy right there.
You think they're happier than
I think they're probably the happiest people on
Yes. You know why? Because I think secretly everybody wants to be a hoe.
Speak
but we just
yourself.
Fight it because society says it isn't right.
He stares into my eyes and
says the guy that
yeah.
felt shameful after Shorty gave him head
I did.
His man's room.
I feel like
good
a piece
head too.
Of shit. Oh, amazing. Oh my God. Up until that point, that was the best head I've ever had.
Oh, it was the post nut.
I think it was the moment, more the moment, less the mouth.
No.
Oh my God.
it was just like what was going
Rory,
on.
Rory,
it was so exhilarating.
Rory, I was
You weren't
there.
Expecting to get head.
No. Trust me, I was there. The head was crazy.
It was the mouth.
I was there.
I was there. Let me tell you, the head was crazy.
Did you finish?
Did I finish?
All right. At any point, did you and your mans make eye contact?
Yes.
Of course. You mean? I'm getting head. He's laying on the other side of the bed.
Like,
I'm standing up
crazy.
On the other side of the bed. She's on her knees. I'm like, yo. He's like, I told you.
Were you having a conversation during it?
Maul's looking up like, who is this angel?
Bro, that suck was crazy. I'm telling you, bro. Trust me. I know good head, bro. That head was crazy.
Was this like in a dirty Bronx apartment? What?
No. This was in a luxury apartment.
Wow, the
Beautiful
image
building.
In my mind.
The view was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why
apartment.
I thought, yeah.
The view thing. Was amazing from the bedrooms. It was a beautiful apartment.
Mm.
Head was incredible.
That was the view that you were... thinking about the whole
oh
time.
Oh my
right?
God, that head was crazy. Trust me.
Sounds like a Bang Bros video.
I saw her like a few years after that, but she didn't see me like in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. She didn't like see me.
Oh no, she saw you.
No, she didn't.
She made sure.
I know she didn't
see me.
Got
the fuck out of there.
I was in the car and she was like walking on the sidewalk.
Mm.
And I started to like get out the car and say, yo, what's up? How you been? But I thought it would have been weird.
Thought you cops in the street.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
What you up to?
That was the last time you saw her too, was.
Yeah, that was the last time I saw her.
Dick in mouth was. Gotcha.
That was the last time I saw and then saw her walking on the sidewalk in Manhattan. I was in the car parked right there on the
How long
curb.
Did you stay in the living room after you finished? Like, did you go
Yeah,
because
there were multiple people that had to go after you.
It was like, probably at that point, it was probably like 2 a.m. I think like right after that, like probably was home by like 4.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours. Yeah.
Got
so
right out
so
of
you
there.
Hung out?
Well, yeah, for like an hour, hour and a half after, and I got out of
respectable.
There.
You know, you don't want to just
you don't want to just get head and leave. That's like eating and then be like, all right, y'all, I'm out.
You want to respect her.
Yeah, she's like, yo, like, you know,
kiss her forehead.
Got to keep it cool. Like, she came out the room, kind of gave her one of these, like, yo,
nah.
Appreciate you.
Dapped her up.
Got you. Yo, that was love.
You really held it down.
You yeah, touched her hands after she was
going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
She, come on. She
I was
going to
ask if you kissed her.
What? There was no way you was about to ask.
I, yeah. See, I never even crossed.
See,
yo, I have more respect for Maul.
Edit,
even thinking.
I will slap you so hard. Those headphones will be permanently indented in your face, dog.
Don't
ever ask me if
what if you kissed
a girl that the homies were in trade. What's wrong with you?
Like, she was on her knees and you like bent over to meet her at her level.
You don't think any of them kissed her?
No, nobody.
Well, maybe the first.
Maybe the first one.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe
he was cuddled up.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You well, that was his girl. Though?
Yeah. That wasn't his. Well, don't do that. I'm not going to let y'all do that.
You did that. We didn't make this up. You said it.
I'm not going to let y'all. That was not his girlfriend. I said that was like his friend. Like, that, he was there. Oh. She was there with him. That wasn't his girl. Don't do that. I'm not going to let y'all do that. That wasn't his girlfriend.
Platonic friend.
Yeah. Just
do you think she told her boyfriend just going to go hang out with the homie?
Oh, I don't know if she had a boyfriend. I hope she didn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what your girl would be doing when she says, I'm going to go hang out with my male friend?
See, y'all trying to turn
just trying
me
to connect
into,
the dots.
Yeah, no, we ain't connecting no
well,
dots.
Well, this is we're trying to get to trauma, and I think maybe we can connect.
Yeah, that's unpacking.
You went through this, so now your image of women anytime they hang out with the homies is that
getting
they may fuck all four of them.
No,
so in a luxury apartment,
homeboy won't have to go through that.
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking like that. I just know that if I got a girlfriend, she would be attractive. I think other guys would find my girlfriend attractive.
Naturally.
I don't trust dudes, dog. I think anytime a dude thinks he can get a shot, he takes it.
Okay, well, I don't want to sound like I'm some morally high. I'm a piece of shit, but I also have seen attractive women that I don't want to sleep with.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, I could find a woman attractive and not want to fuck her.
Yeah, but you also wasn't hanging out at a fucking Houston Improv with her on a date, like one-on-one. You saw her in the room, like, oh, she's attractive. Wasn't trying to jump on her. But if you like hanging out, this date one-on-one.
We're going
to
go back in circles because you have female friends that are attractive more that you do not fuck, never will fuck, have no interest in fucking.
I do. Absolutely. But that's me. I'm not putting
All right, we've come to the conclusion
this
that just,
only applies
just
to him.
For
no, just I'm just saying, like, I can control me. I can't control what the next dude does. I don't put that much faith that he can have self-control and can control himself. I don't
know
what the fuck he's
going to
do.
I don't want to go into a non-consensual conversation, but you wouldn't trust your girl not to do it?
No, absolutely.
Of course, men are piece of shit. And there's plenty of men that are pretend friends with girls because if they let him hit, they would hit. They're not really friends.
Absolutely.
That happens all the time. I'm not naive in that regard. But you wouldn't have trust in your girl not to fuck him?
No, of course I would have trust in my. But
I mean, I understand your friend said, hey, here's my girlfriend. Give him all head.
Saying his girlfriend?
I understand where the trauma started. I get it. But
It's not trauma.
It is.
There are hoes that like to get trains ran on them, and I'm hoping that I don't end up married to one of them. It's not trauma. It's no trauma there.
Ma, I understand. It stems from issues with your dad.
Now it's his dad.
Now my
That's
pops
crazy.
Is yeah. sick.
Yeah. It's his fault, right?
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
No, I understand there wasn't a lot of affection in the house.
Yeah.
No trains.
No trains.
As soon as I see the subway, I just get fucking triggered. And I'm like, yo, fuck everybody. What the fuck is he talking about?
I watched Pelham 123 and broke out in hives. Pelham.
Money Train is still a thing. I just can't watch that. Yeah, I can't fucking watch that movie.
Well, yes.
But shout out to everybody that came out to the Houston show. I think it was a great
That's
fucking
crazy.
Night. We had a great time, right? Yeah. People came out early show.
And Maul does not trust his girl that she won't fuck anyone.
Yeah, we thought the energy was going to be low, but they came out ready to have fun and laugh, and we did that. So shout out to them. The Houston Versus was dope, too.
Versus was a lot of fun. For those that haven't been to our live shows.
The Houston Versus was dope.
It's worked in some cities and other cities. It hasn't. We tried it for the first time in Chicago, and it went fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
We do Maul versus me in like, you know, some type of, I guess.
I like us switching it up last night, though.
Whatever city we're in, that'll be the music that Maul and I will play. And in Atlanta, we did Maul and I versus DJ Drama, which went great. And yesterday, we did Houston Fans. They came on stage and did.
Shout out to Olivia and shout out to Petty Officer Brown.
Yes, thank you for your service. In the sea. Anytime there's a veteran on the plane, I give up my seat.
As you should.
And I sit in the aisle.
Except for Cam Newton. Mm. I still can't believe that dude turned down that cash for Cam Newton to switch seats. Dude's like, nah, I'm sitting here. I'm good.
How much money?
I think Cam offered him like $5,000 or something for the seat.
How long was the flight?
I don't know. But the dude was like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to get up.
$5,000?
I think it was $1,000. I think he raised it. I think he kept raising it. Like, you serious? And the dude was like, nah, I'm good.
Wait, what was the seat?
Like, I think it was like an aisle seat. And it was, I think it might have been the emergency exit row. You know, Cam Newton's tall.
Yeah.
He probably just booked a random flight, last minute flight. Seats were sold out. Mm-hmm. Had to get the only seat he could get. Figured, I'm Cam Newton. I got cash on me.
Damaris booked his travel.
Yeah. I got cash on me. I'm going to fucking just offer somebody on the flight their seat that has more leg space. I'm sure they'll give it to me for some cash. And this dude that Cam Newton walked up on was like, nah, I'm cool.
Mm. I mean, all right.
Well, anyways, Houston versus.
Yes.
Amazing.
Great Shorty time. Really played November, what is it?
November 18th.
By Drake.
Great record.
In a Houston versus that was only three rounds. I love it too. But the amount of music that has come from this beautiful city to play a record, a B-side from someone from Toronto is just funny to me.
Well, I think the fact that our show was November 20th, she probably was like, no.
Oh, I didn't do this. Right there. I didn't do the knowledge.
My bad. Probably was like, okay, I'm going to play this record. But it was a good versus. I do like the idea of bringing fans up, letting them do that.
Yeah.
From each city, because the fans truly, they know the city, they know the history, they know certain records. So that was dope. So shout out to Houston. Houston was a great show. Thank you to the Houston Improv for having us.
Ooh. I think we can announce, and we'll hold him to it here, even though he agreed, and he's a man of his word. For the LA show, it'll be Mo and I versus Terrace Martin for LA versus.
Hey.
If he brings his keyboard, we are fucked.
Let's clean that up because we might be using Terrace's name to sell tickets now. See, can't do that.
You think Terrace would charge us?
No, I think that it could be looked at as a thing.
Reddit's going to go crazy with that one.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
You know how people are. I'm just saying.
When the tickets spike.
It's us versus Terrace Martin. Yeah. Oh, yo, they're going to Terrace Martin. You just know how it is. So let's clean all that up.
Fifth. I saw someone online say they're only selling tickets because they have openers.
Thank you to all of the guys and ladies that have opened up for us. You should know Big Facts, Past the Meerkat, Tequila Talk. What was my guys in Chicago?
Oh, they were great. Damn.
Was my Julian. Guy Ben Wallace.
Supposed to have the whole list here. Atlanta opener, Scream, Jade, everybody. They were amazing.
Yeah, Big Facts.
I've really liked our openers.
Yeah man. It's been
it is helpful because the concept of live pods is just weird to begin with.
Yeah.
So having an opener like really warm the crowd up is extremely helpful.
Yeah.
So I've appreciated them.
And they've all been pretty cool. You get a chance to kick it with them backstage before the show, after the show. Everybody's been pretty dope, man. So it's good to see the community, the podcast community, you know, a lot of these successful podcasts are doing their thing. The Corner Convo. Shout out to the Corner Convo podcast in Chicago. Good guys, solid dudes.
Oh, we got off on a fucking tangent. You guys are not getting off the hook.
Huh?
You nasty fucks.
I think we have to close.
Hey,
No.
We're going to close after this, though.
I think we have to close.
Eden, I am going to kill you the next time you tell me to pull up to a spot and it looks like what it did last
time. Time out.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, time in.
I'm going to fucking kill you. When we went in the green room after the show, you say, oh, come on, Ma. I want to take you guys to a spot
so bad. That's what I sound like.
I said, yo, Eden, I'm tired. I just want to go lay down. Like, I said, you know what? I'm going to go. I said, because the guys think that I don't want to hang out and I just go to my room and lay down and fucking go to sleep or watch TV. I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the Standard. It sounded like a great name. Standard in New York.
Shout
great
the
times.
Yeah.
Had some great times at the Standard in New York.
Figured, so is Jay-Z.
Yeah. Figured here in Houston, it would be a lot better.
Joke.
Pull up to the Standard. As
something
I'm pulling
with Houston
up,
women in standards and elevators. Never mind.
Oh, damn.
damn.
I pull up to the
they
Standard.
They set the Standard.
I pull up to the Standard. As soon as I'm pulling up, I'm like, this gives me college vibes.
Can I interrupt you?
You went back
to the room, right?
I already know.
Because you went back to the room, Eden had to move on to me because he really wanted you to go. And then when you denied going right away,
well, that was my favorite.
He then moved on to me as a substitute and gave me the same. Said, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, just don't. If you leave, you're going to go to sleep. I was like, yeah, I'm on 2 hours of sleep right now. Just did back to
lay down.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
I was like, is it like a club? Like, I don't know if I have that type of energy. He's like, come on, man. Like, we'll go right now. You can bring your bag in. Mind you, I have a big ass bag.
He did have a big ass bag.
Oh, wait, you went with your bag?
Listen.
No, wait, just.
He give, like, everything I had to say, he had a response to that made it like we were going to like a private party yeah. with We'd our own room table, where I could like unpack my bag and put it in drawers.
Set up your laptop.
Or, yeah, like I could sleep there. Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. And he was like, it's not, it's like a cool vibe. It's calm, like whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They play like good music. He's like, it's a Houston club, man. You know, they play great music. And yeah. I kind of believed him because every club like. I've been to in Houston
He's
plays
a DJ.
We pull up. To, that shit looked like the Jersey Shore.
That's exactly the vibe.
Massive like, inflatable reindeer outside.
There was massive.
I'm like, yo, what is this?
Like, I was like, looking for Pauly D the moment we got up.
Bro, I'm on the phone with Julian because I'm like, yo, I think I'm here. And I'm walking and Julian's like, oh yeah, I see you right here. And I'm looking everywhere but the fucking entrance to this mall.
I was praying I wasn't at
yeah,
that
Yeah, I'm
entrance.
Like, wait. I'm like, this is it?
So we pull up to the side. And I immediately say, and I think Eden really thought I was kidding. I said, Eden, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not going in there. There's no way. And he was like, no, no, hold on, bro. Like, I'll make sure we get the table. I said, all right, I'll try it if we can go through the back.
Mm-hmm.
And Eden's like, all right, let me call him. Eden doesn't realize I can hear the guy on the phone because he's sitting right behind me.
Yeah.
So I can hear Eden lying to me, not knowing that I can hear the lies.
Yeah.
So Eden's like, yeah, no, we can go through the back, bro. We can go through the back. Then Eden tells the driver to go to the front. I was like, what do you think my IQ level is, Eden?
I just thought you were tired. You know, you didn't think about
it's
it.
It's like 100-something people jam-packed this door. Eden's like, nah, it's the back.
And then switches over to, not like, he'll escort us right in. Like, we won't have to deal with the
escort
front.
Us right in.
And he's like, we'll have a big section.
There were
table.
No
we'll
doors on the fucking club. Anybody could walk right in.
There was not a single door.
There was no doors. It was a fucking open garage.
So the fucking most stereotypical janky promoter comes out to meet Eden.
Oh, yeah.
And goes, oh, no, like, yeah, the section I was trying to get y'all, like, I sold it. I'm like, so there was never even a section to begin with. I said, Eden, I am going across the street. You enjoy your fucking night. And then I went and played arcade games and
Where
ping
was
pong.
Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah, Kung Fu.
That place was amazing.
Went there.
Mall, nah, that shit was like, lit. I'm not gonna lie.
It was the basketball shot thing.
I should have went there.
Ski ball, ping pong.
I walked in the standard. I looked at Julian. Julian is laughing at me. Peach is like, I'm having a time of my life.
Yo, Peach is
being sarcastic. Eden is smoking hookah. I'm like, yo, dog, honestly, where the fuck do y'all have me at?
I was mad at Eden because when you said you were 10 minutes out, I said, Eden, we need a table. He goes, what's wrong with this? I said, Maul's coming. We have 5 minutes to get a table because Maul's going to come in this room, look at the situation, and leave. I was like, if you want Maul to stay. And there was a couple that had a booth behind us that wasn't, they finished their bottle.
Yeah,
they were just using the table. They were just hanging out. So I told the promoter, I was like, give us this table. Like, so we can, you know, because we have someone coming that's going to want the table. He wouldn't, it just didn't happen. Like, he wouldn't do it. And Eden was like, it's fine. It's fine. I was like, it's not fine. Like, he's going
to
leave.
Nice.
I was
it's like, not fine.
Eden was being so
nice.
Fucking nice,
I'm
bro.
So, I'm too nice.
I was so mad at him.
At least you should feel loved because this level of efficiency did not happen when I was going in the club.
You got there 10 minutes before they closed.
All right. So we go across the street and we play fucking video games. We had a really good time.
Like, that sounds like my type of night.
It was a lot of fun.
Then we go to Cheesecake Factory.
We did.
Great
which
dinner.
Was attached to the hotel, which was great. Then I could see these thotties getting antsy. Like, all right, Dad, we want to go back to that club. So
don't put that on me. That was all Eden.
No, 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 no. You saw him. He wanted to go too.
I didn't want to go. Julian.
I didn't want to go.
They went back, got our check at Cheesecake Factory. Peach, I think, had dipped. He was in the streets early.
Another world.
Peach.
These two.
Solo mission.
And Julian, you know you're my guy, but I have to tell the truth. You had the antsy thotty. Knee that he had to.
You would have not.
You was like this at Cheesecake Factory.
I had.
You was like this.
I was ready.
You wanted to go.
I want the hookah.
I didn't. Smoke.
I really wanted to go. To
I took one hit of hookah.
My man Kalu, whose house we're recording in here, is like, yo, got this little private shit on Washington Street. Come with me. You know, you in my city. First time that we're actually in Houston at the same time. I got to take you out. I was like, all right, cool. I'll meet y'all. He picks me up. We go to whatever the private shit was. It was real low key. He met some thotties that don't like low key shit. So he's like, "We're gonna go next door." Which was that a strip club? All right, it was just naked bitches in a regular club. So we get there.
Shout out Houston.
It was too much hookah smoke, whatever. So I was just like, "Let's get the fuck out of here." It looked violent. Like it looked like you had to check in, and I just was like, "Let me get out of here." So I jokingly said, "I was like, watch the standard be right next to where I'm at right now." The shit was literally next door. It was the end of the night. I called them. I'm like, let me go see. Because they're sending videos in the group chat of having the wild time.
Those videos mean nothing.
So I walked down to the standard.
Rory called me and I was like, you're here?
Those videos mean nothing.
I walked in and this is where I felt like really hurt that I was really not invited or welcome and that this was all for you. They made like, they created like a mall sign with like money bags and like your full name and like, we love you.
Like, we love you.
There wasn't an orange in sight. It was just mad mall money bags with sparklers.
You didn't see the picture? Oh, he didn't see the picture.
No, I didn't see the picture.
There was one, you know, the bottle girls would hold the signs up in the woo when the bottles come out. There was one that said something money bag and the money bag emoji was on it. So Ed specifically asked for it.
It looked like it was made at like a wood shop. It wasn't like something they just threw together and changed. Like
big money.
Big money.
Big money.
That's you.
That's not me, Ed.
It is. There was no big orange. There was no nothing. It's not, like, what am I doing here?
I was nowhere near that establishment.
They don't want to hang out with me.
And Ed did make it clear that mall's his favorite.
Yeah. Yo, dog, how did you go back to that place twice?
Let's get
to
that. Because I was gonna call my Uber. I was wanted
you
to wait.
You should have called your Uber.
Oh, no. How long was I in there?
Oh, like 10 minutes.
Nah, they said we're closing soon, and Roy hit the light jog to get to the table.
Yeah.
Wow. You wanted to get it in? You wanted to get a shot in before you...
You gonna let them lie on me like that? Did I jog into that fucking place?
Yo, you light jogged into that nasty spot. Yo, I looked. I had one cup of pineapple juice.
He chugged it, by the way.
I put my hood on, and I said, yo, fellas, I'm getting the good fuck night out of here, man. I walked straight back out of here.
Ed in turns to me and goes, why is he leaving? I was like, man, what the
fuck? Say that.
You know why he's leaving.
I know I didn't say
that. Why did I come to this fucking
establishment? If Julian wants to lie on me, I'm gonna tell the truth about him.
Wait, what I do?
You met me at the door and you was clapped.
Oh, I was.
You was drunk as fuck. They was like really.
Yeah, because I was drinking through the pain. That place sucked.
Yeah,
I fucking hated that place.
So they was really about to close when I got there. Yeah. And Julian was like, I'm gonna meet you out front and I'm gonna grab you. He's like, it's closing now. It's calmer now. I was like, all right, I'll stop in for a second.
Now.
I get to the front and the cop is like, it's closed, bro. Like, and I'm like, all right, cool. And like, I turn around and then I hear Julian's voice like, wait.
All right, I'm not gonna let you get that off. I'm not gonna let you get that off.
Yo, when Julian is drunk, it's a different person.
And, yo, and this was his pitch to the cop. In his defense, it worked, but
I'm ill.
He said drunk as fuck to this cop that was like, it's closed, we can't let anyone in. Julian said to the cop to try to convince him, he was like, no, don't worry, he'll just be chilling. Like, he's chill.
I
was like, what? Ma,
these are
this is a fact.
I remember.
I'm not embellishing
that.
This. Hey,
then y'all wonder why I don't hang out with y'all.
Ma, I looked it off. I was like, nah, he's cool. He's like, with me.
Nah, he's with me. A drunk dude telling you, yo, he's with me.
Never met the cop before. Cop don't know he is. Nah, he's chill though. Like, he'll be cool. Like,
was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong.
I think I do a really good job at making sure you two are accommodated everywhere.
No,
anyone jams us up at a door,
I will
convince them that they're assholes for not letting us in.
I agree with you on that. You make sure we're good. But y'all be hanging out in some of the most random ass spots, bro. Like, how do y'all
shout out to Hayes?
That was Eden.
That was me, 100% me.
All right, since we're all being transparent here, I don't know if Maul's allowed to talk.
Ooh.
Mm.
Why?
You and I think, are very good at when we become responsible for picking a spot, taking the whole crew. We make sure every last person is accommodated. We make sure it's a good thing. I think you and I are rare in that. It's one time I will compliment us in that
strip
regard.
Club.
We are rare form when it comes to making sure the spot is good and everyone is taken care of.
Yeah.
London.
I didn't.
You
I
put
count.
Us on a dummy mission and then left.
No, I had to get my ID. I came back in 10 minutes.
Set us up.
I couldn't even
get
in.
To the worst club I'd ever been in.
Bro, they don't have stripper parties in London. Hey, it was the first
one. I see why.
I don't know. Exactly. I just thought it would be dope for us to experience it while we were there.
Yeah,
I didn't say it was going to be lit. I didn't leave, y'all. I forgot my ID. I had to turn right back, go to the hotel, which was 10 minutes away. I came right back, walked in, and I looked at everybody like, yeah, this ain't it, fellas.
But I give Eden some grace here because he hasn't been on tour yet, and you learn that on tour eventually that you have to know everyone you're on tour with, the type of things they like to do afterwards, to let people know immediately you're not gonna like this place.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that upfront type of shit. Like, yo, we're gonna go to this spot. I know you.
Yeah,
you're gonna hate this.
Yeah.
Eden was just make like whatever we wanted to
Eden
hear.
Sends videos to the group chat.
Everyone's gonna be fan.
He makes it seem like it's the greatest fucking
he
night
was
of
saying
his
it,
life.
Like, they're giving away money. Yeah. Come.
I was like,
it's crazy.
I looked at that video. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm cool, man. But that's why I don't hang out with you, Eden.
I'm sorry.
You try to pull me
and
into
then
place
we ended
like
up hanging out, Eden, Peach, and I in my hotel room.
No, wait, hold on. Before you go there, we went to a second spot after that.
Oh shit, we did.
We went to an Afties after that.
Oh, Afties.
Wait, what was that?
It was Bliss.
An Afties.
They're owned by the same company.
No, I
people.
Could tell. There was
yeah. Yeah.
There was it was one of those places where everyone that was at Standard once it was the same people.
Yeah. Mm.
Like the bottle girls were in the same outfits from Standard.
Yeah. Yeah. They just like rolled over.
They just walked to Bliss.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you guys now see why I don't hang out with y'all. Ed and I will never go to another club you tell me to come to again in your life.
Never say never.
Julian, I do thank and appreciate you for making sure we are accommodated when we do go out.
The arcade was ill.
Mad I missed that. Now that I would have stayed there all night.
And it's free and games all night.
It's no, free
it,
games.
It felt like yeah, it, was cool. it went from.
What do you mean free games?
Well, like Sundays imagine,
is free.
All the arcade games are free?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Imagine looking at the worst possible outing situation you've ever seen in your life and then turn around to the greatest thing you've ever seen. There was a walking bar. It just kept getting better and better.
Yeah, why y'all like, didn't tell me that? You should have been like, across the street to the arcade.
It was already amazing. They had a DJ that was playing good music.
Great music.
It was empty.
Yeah.
There was a bar. It was off. They even had fucking, what's the golf one? Golden Tee?
Golden Tee.
Oh, I haven't seen that shit since like 98.
Yeah.
I go up to the bartender. I'm like, hey, can I just get some quarters? She, all the games are free.
Not for real, Maul. It was
is this? Did I get hit by a car leaving the Standard?
Am I hear the most beautiful heavenly music?
You know when you played a basketball game like the pop shot and the you know when the game ends, sometimes the balls are still in the thing. And I was like, oh, these are left over. So I picked up, started shooting. And they just kept coming down. I was like, oh, this is just open. So we were just
I would have been.
We had a great time.
Yeah, I'd have been in there all night.
The only letdown was that skee ball was not operating. I got really excited when I saw that. That was the only one.
Rory was talking big ski ball.
Look at what Rory's mad at. The ski ball is broken. My dad will have your ass. What the fuck is ski ball?
My dad is really good at ski ball.
Someone in Rory's family could probably fix it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, actually, I think y'all invented ski ball, right?
That is true, yes.
Also, everyone here is really good at ping pong, by the way.
I'm okay.
Well, we haven't seen you play.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a challenge?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, you're pretty shitty at it.
Really? Damn.
I love it's like everybody.
I thought I was
I smoked that in.
Nah. Julian called Peach the Forrest Gump of ping pong.
Peach looks like he could play ping pong.
Oh, I thought you were saying Peach.
That's why I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, act. You know that.
Please.
They're not starting quarterbacks.
That part. Please cut that part. I thought it was funny, but please cut it.
Can we just
judgment
bleep
call?
It?
Nope. Judgment call. Cut that out.
I'm gonna just
cut it.
I'm gonna
judgment
bleep,
call.
Can we just bleep
I'm gonna bleep the fuck out of that.
Nope. There will be no
just
discussion.
Do a long bleep.
It's a long bleep.
All right.
Long bleep. Long bleep.
It's a long bleep.
No discussion at all. Wow, you can even leave this part so everyone knows. Yep. I said.
I know.
Take that.
Don't do that.
I don't agree with it.
We agree that we will bleep it.
Well, we'd like to thank Texas for a beautiful 2 days. We had a lot of fun. Look forward to coming back sometime next year. We have New York City next. December 2nd, we are at Sony Music Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
December 2nd. Looking forward to seeing...
Well, sold out.
The hometown.
So get Scalpers tickets.
Looking Scalpers tickets. To our show was crazy. December 2nd.
They've had resale ticket stores. I've seen
it. Yeah.
Okay. December 2nd.
I want a percentage of
Sony Hall. December 9th, tentatively, Seattle, Washington. December 14th, we are back in LA at the Regent. Ooh. And we are finishing things on this tour December 18th in Boston at the Wilbur.
At the Harbor.
In the Harbor at the Wilbur.
And we're going to do a day trip for that? Or are we going to get crazy in Boston?
Oh, let's get crazy in Boston.
I think a night in Boston would be fun.
Boston's a fun town.
Last night of the run, let's have some fun in Boston.
But we'll pick the spots.
Absolutely. Don't fucking edit. Matter of fact, you go back to the room and go to sleep.
We don't really need them to even go.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I don't think edit is really welcome in Boston.
Yeah. Keep them in New York.
Actually, our whole team is welcome in Boston. Except for
I'm with open arms. I'm welcome. But why did you say that? Boston's such a progressive city.
Totally. That's what I always say.
Bill Burr has the greatest description of what Boston is. It's a racist San Francisco.
That's sick.
It's got like a lot of history. It's a beautiful town. You know, it's great food, but just throw the N-word in it and then it's Boston.
I feel him though. I understand what you're
saying. It's a racist San Francisco.
I get it. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So listen, man, it's been fun in Texas. Thank you for having us. Shout out to Clue once again for letting us crash in this place and record today. We'll be back next week. Oh, happy American Genocidal Day. If you're celebrating the mass genocide in American history.
Eat some turkey.
With a bird. mass genocide of birds. Yeah, the genocide just repeats itself.
Yeah, genocide.
Kill all the Native Americans, then you kill all the birds.
You know what? You know my quickly one of my favorite guru stories ever is. Remember when the Jay-Z verse from the Meek Mill song? What is that? When he goes crazy
for free?
For free. Guru told me he texted Hov on Thanksgiving and just said Happy Thanksgiving, and he didn't get a response. And usually, Jay texts him right back, so he didn't think much of it. Then they were recording the What's Free verse.
What's Free, sorry.
And Jay-Z rapped, don't wish me happy Thanksgiving. That's a slaughter to me. And Guru was like, now that's I see why I didn't get the text back.
That's why.
Guru was like, was that about me?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, Guru. That was exactly about you.
Yeah. Don't say happy Thanksgiving to
me. Well, however you're celebrating this week, why you're celebrating, whatever the fuck you're celebrating, have fun, be safe. We'll be back next week to kick it with y'all. Talk to y'all soon. Yes.
And if you use the day just to chill with family, I applaud it.
Do that too.
Not to celebrate Thanksgiving, celebrate family.
Eat your low vibrational plates. Be safe. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No.